Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a video and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Today, it is my privilege to welcome a young individual who has been called the courageous daughter of India by Dr. Ram Nath Kovind, President of India, Tiffany Brar. Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Tiffany. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Tiffany is the founder of the Jyotirgamaya Foundation. She is a visually impaired social activist, social entrepreneur. She's been awarded all over the world many times. Tiffany loves adventure, paragliding, skydiving, and tandem cycling. So Tiffany, tell me, what would you say are three key milestones in your career or your life?
Yes. So, sir, the three key milestones is firstly educating two completely uneducated blind boys. Mm-hmm. When they arrived at my institution, they arrived with no hope at all. They were at home for 25 years of their life. One person was at home for 29 years.
Okay.
And it was a very difficult stand for them, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came to my organization, they were very less confident. And Vinod, actually, the 29-year-old, attended one of our training camps. I told him how to use the white cane, how to use a computer, how to send emails.
Okay.
And within 3 months, he found his own job. Yeah. And he started working as a computer trainer himself. So that was one of the key milestones.
Right.
And the other boy, Anish, also stayed with us for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he learned all the necessary skills. And now he teaches me access technology instead of me teaching him. So
mm-hmm.
I think these are some transformations that I could make in my life.
Fantastic.
And also getting the national award from the president. Yes, that was a very big milestone.
Absolutely,
as well.
I'm sure. So Tiffany, tell me about your foundation. When did you start the foundation and what were your objectives?
Sir, I'm working with an international organization called Braille Without Borders,
mm-hmm.
Which trains people in social entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
So in the course of this job of mine, I used to travel to various homes of blind people, of tribal people, of different kinds of people from different walks of life on
mm-hmm.
a part of my work as a collection of data and things like that. So
right.
I realized that people who are blind like me are much more underprivileged. While I was complaining of the discrimination that I experienced at my childhood,
mm-hmm.
can you just imagine a person sitting at the back bench and waiting for the teacher to ask her a question?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just imagine a child standing in a corner while her classmates play cricket and football and basketball and she's just standing there?
Right.
Can you imagine a situation where everyone is in the movie theater watching a movie and you are laughed at and said, "Tu kya picture dekhegi? Tu to dekh bhi nahi sakti." So these were the situations. You can't see a movie. What are you going to see? So this was what I went through throughout my life.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw other blind people going through even worse, they were tied to their beds, they were not allowed to go out, they are completely confined within their homes, they had not gone out for so many years. So I started a mobile blind school where I used to reach out to the unreached blind people in their homes in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
And after some time, we started a project called Road to Independence Camp, me and two friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to conduct short-term camps for 3 days, 4 days in homes of blind people, I mean somebody's flat or some other organization, even in college classrooms. We've stayed there, we've roughed it out, we've conducted such kind of camps for blind people,
mm-hmm.
just to build awareness. And in 2015, I started the Jyotirgamaya Foundation. We started, we registered it as a charitable trust. We started first with just two students in a building, in the first floor of a building with very windy staircase,
mm-hmm.
and inaccessible terrain, right on the bank of the roadside. And then we could gradually increase to 4 students, 5 students. And now I can very proudly say in 2021, we have 13 students. We have space to accommodate 13 students. We train them in access technology in all its forms, the use of a computer, MS Office package, Excel, the internet, how to install and uninstall software,
mm-hmm.
all the skills they need, employment, the use of Android applications, travel related, bank related, food ordering related, social media handling, email clients. We also train them in yoga and adapted physical education, orientation, mobility, the use of the white cane, traveling in public transport by themselves, buying stuff, drinking tea in a tea shop. Even that is like very unthinkable for blind people to go to a tea shop alone and drink tea. So we so we do those kind of expeditions. We take them to shopping complexes for shopping. We enable them to travel in public transport. We take them to banks. We conduct sessions with RBI and also regarding the banking applications and what about the banking facilities. We conduct women workshops exclusively for women about reproductive health and rights and things like that. And we still have the Mobile Blind School and the Road to Independence camps. But in addition to that, we have our residential training where we incorporate all these trainings. So this is what Jyotirgamaya does.
Fantastic. So, you know, for all the thousands of people who will listen to you and me talking, what is the meaning or how did you come with the name Jyotirgamaya?
Well, actually, Jyotirgamaya comes from the Upanishad prayer, Asatoma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya. Okay. And Jyotirgamaya actually means from darkness to light. So, I mean, when I say blind people are living in darkness, I do not mean that they are dark, living a dark life because their eyes are closed, because they can't see the world, but because they are being made to live in darkness. They are not seeing the inner world that they can be, like technology, like computers, like e-paper, like walking with a white cane, like traveling independently. Now my world is not dark because I can do all these things. I can travel by myself, I can go to a shop myself, I can access the internet. So we are trying to bring them out of this darkness. So that is what I mean by Jyotirgamaya, bringing them from darkness, to light. Not giving them the eyesight, but giving them the inner eyesight.
Wonderful. Yes. What a nice objective. And tell me, you know, you've just been talking about so many different things you are doing, and you go to people's home, you set up your own school. How are you managing to do so many diverse activities and support so many diverse communities?
Well, I'm only supporting the visually impaired community. And yes, we have four projects. First, we have the Reaching the Unreached project, going to homes of only those who are not able to come to the training center or those whose parents are not allowing them, you know, such cases. And then we have the residential empowerment training where the people come to our center, they stay here for 4 months, they gain all the necessary training, which I have mentioned above. And then we and then they go out into the big wide world and find jobs. And then, of course, we support women with visual impairment and disabilities, so making them aware of their rights. And And of course, I, on an individual basis, conduct sensitization sessions or motivation sessions with companies to employ people with disabilities about the accessibility needs of people with disabilities. And also, we work with the government about, I mean, I give occasional suggestions about like inclusive elections, the disability pension, the currency notes, you know, I mean, wherever I can, I give some suggestions and write articles and, you know, do some things like that. I mean, in my own way. And we also have protests. I mean, we protested for the currency notes. So, yes, I do what I can as an activist and as a special educator.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, you know, given all the work you have done with so many people, tell me one or two interesting stories of how, when someone came to you, I don't want any names, but someone who came to you and how you transitioned or changed their lives, or you actually brought them from darkness to light.
Well, yes, sir. I told you in the beginning, we had two uneducated boys. And when they came, they were completely uneducated, completely you know, less confident. And after 2 years of training, I mean, one boy, of course, after 2 years, and the other boy, just after 3 months, he got himself a job. And now he knows more than me.
Very nice.
So these are two stories. We have another story of a girl who had a broken marriage and who was very, very depressed. And she even had to, she came to our center and she was very, very scared. And, you know, she used to be shivering and also she had a lot of antidepressants. She used to take a long time in getting ready and things like that. But now she travels alone, not too far, but only to nearby areas. And she works in internet cafe. She does some, well, I mean, typing work and other work for them. And that is a tremendous change for a person who just was posited in her room. And there are many such stories. There's a girl who I know, who I taught since 5th standard, and now she's in the 10th standard. Mm-hmm. She has her own YouTube channel. She composes her own songs when she could not even use a computer. Just in 1 week, she learned to download books from the internet. She learned how to read books using screen reading software. She learned how to use social media and things like that. And now she's a source of motivation for others. She even has her own YouTube channel, Hannah Alice Simon, who composes her own songs. Yeah.
Amazing. So, you know, I was talking to another very good friend of mine, George Ibrahim, and I think you know him. And he said to me...
Yes. He's the founder of iWay. I know him.
Yeah, so he said to me when I interviewed him,
yes,
he said blindness was not the real problem, but the mindset of the people was.
Yes.
And you also referred to, you know, how people were just kept inside or locked in rooms, etc. What are your thoughts?
Yes. Well, I also think that it's basically the attitude of people, like also roads. Like in Europe, when you go, there are people who can cross the road without any help because there are guidelines on the roads. There's the post where you can press a button and a sound comes and then you cross the road, and then the road is devoid of vehicles. Vehicles mm-hmm. don't come when that signal comes. Mm-hmm. Or if you just show your white cane, people come. Now, because people are seeing us in Bangalore and Trivandrum and in certain big cities, mm-hmm. People recognize the white cane. But there are many places where people don't recognize the white cane. Mm-hmm. There are instances where I have been in Delhi and I have asked for public help. And I mean, people have said, "Hum apne madad nahi kar sakte, hum aapke kya madad karenge?" I mean, there have been people who say that. Mm-hmm. But the mindset of people now is changing slowly. There are accessible roads. There is an Access India campaign and things like that. But things have to change. The roads have to become more accessible. Mm-hmm. The traffic rules need to be changed. People need to recognize old people, blind people, people with other physical impairments. Mm. Buildings need to be accessible, especially government offices. I mean, they should not be located in the 5th floor or 6th floor of a building unless, I mean, there are wide enough lifts for wheelchairs and for people with disabilities. I mean, the infrastructure has to change. The mindset of people has to change. People with disabilities have to come out, raise their voices, and talk about their needs. Unless we raise our voices, there's no one going to like come and say, "Hey, I mean, what do you want?"
So, yeah. You need to raise your voice to be heard.
The most vulnerable were forgotten.
Very true.
Yes.
So, Tiffany, let's talk a little bit about your love for adventure. What? Tell me about some of the most exciting things that you have done.
Well, sir, the most exciting thing I would say is skydiving, because I used to ask my mom when I was small that how do people fly? And she said, "Well, we can't fly. We can fly in an aeroplane." So mm-hmm. I said, "I don't want to fly in an aeroplane. I want to fly like the birds. I want to mm-hmm. flap my wings. I want to mm-hmm. feel the air in my ears and fly naturally." Uh-huh. So she said, "This is not possible." Mm-hmm. But in the year 2017, when I visited Belgium, a friend of mine said, "Okay, here is skydiving, and you know, you can go." And I said, "Is that really possible? Can mm-hmm. we actually fly?" And I went with an instructor, and he mm-hmm. was talking to me and telling me stories and things like that. And I was able to jump from 4,000 feet high and actually fly and feel the wind in my ears, like I used to tell my mother when I was small. Well, that was a very exciting adventure.
That should be mustn't be exciting, because there are very few people I know who have had the courage to do skydiving. So that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And also, tell me about your tandem cycling.
Yeah. Tandem cycling was an opportunity that came because of a friend of mine who's a volunteer in social service. He's German, and his name is Patrick. He traveled from Germany to India by cycle, and his objective was to give people with disabilities the chance to cycle. So he mm-hmm. took people from countries from A point to B point, and he specially designed the tandem cycle for that. And when he reached Kerala, he took me and my students, and he took us all tandem cycling. So I felt that I was able to drive or, you know, ride something.
Yeah.
Although he was also riding, navigating, but I was able to, put in my part. So,
fantastic.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
Fantastic. So, Tiffany, you know, you are teaching a lot of people computers, internet, and so on. And now, for the visually impaired, there are lots of new technologies available. What are your thoughts on how technology can change the lives of people who are visually impaired?
Well, technology is a door. I mean, it's a door to success. It's a door to knowledge. I mean, if we know about the latest apps, like earlier we had to go to the bank and check our account balance. Now we can use applications like, I mean, FedBook or Yono SBI or Google Pay or Paytm. Yeah. And, you know, we can do our transactions. We can pay our electricity bills. So we can check our account balance. Mm-hmm. So there, and also some of these third-party applications are more accessible for the visually impaired. Mm-hmm. Also, we can, I mean, how is technology changed our lives? By earlier we used to go and eat in a restaurant. Now we can order by Swiggy or Zomato. Earlier we used to only read the, I mean, paperback of the newspaper. Now we can download the app and we can read e-paper. Mm-hmm. In the case of visually impaired, technology is important because we use screen reading software. Mm-hmm. And this screen reading software helps us to do all kinds of things. There's a new app called Louis Voice Control, which has been developed by
Ramit
Bhargava, a blind person.
I interviewed him also. Yeah.
In Delhi. And it's very helpful. We can just say, open WhatsApp, write a message, do this, call someone. So even people with cerebral palsy or with locomotor disability or people who have other deformities who cannot use their fingers to touch and navigate, you know, things like that, can do this. You know, they can get their messages typed and they can dictate. I mean, you know, even in the iPhone there is Siri, and in the Android phone there is Google Assistant, but this is much better than Google Assistant, and it needs to support more apps. Right now it supports only 5 apps. We are all informed about the latest technology.
Fantastic. So I have time for 2 more questions for you. You keep pushing yourself into doing so many different things, helping so many different people. Who or what inspires you, Tiffany?
I think humanity does. I mean, humanity needs help. I mean, we are born as a social being. We have to do something. We have to give something back to the community. I mean, that's a thought that my mother instilled in me, and that's, I mean, what she has been doing for many years, and that's what I was also... and also just seeing the people, seeing the way the approach is, things like that. So I don't think any particular person, just every person I meet inspires me in some way. I mean, there's a reason for meeting everyone in our life, I think.
Okay. And my last question to you, and I ask this question from a lot of people, and this is a question on failure. I've often said that parents in India don't teach children that it's okay to fail. And yet we fail and we learn and we keep moving on. You know, in India, everyone's told you have to come first. My question to you is, Tiffany, what have been some of your learnings from some of your mistakes?
Well, I have made mistakes in the case, like sometimes I'm not so professional with my staff members, or sometimes, there are blunders in the organization level. Sometimes there is less funding. Sometimes there are some kind of government problems or politics, or there have been places or in some cases, some blind people benefited and get jobs from our training, while some people are just here for a pass and they don't really pursue anything later. So I consider those kind of things as failures. But then I think it's okay, because we're human beings. We're not perfect, and everyone can't match our expectations. In a school, there may be 50 children, and out of that, only 15 children or 10 children may succeed, but the other 30 may not, or their talent may be somewhere else. I mean, you know, so it's not, so earlier I used to think it's my fault that this is not happening, and I tried to improve, and now, yes, I should improve, of course. I should modify my way of teaching. I should be up to date with technology, with my language skills. Mm-hmm. I should bring other source people also to teach and to make the things more interesting. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I should not think that, okay, every failure is my fault, because it cannot be my fault always. And if it is my fault, and if someone tells me, I should not be ashamed to accept that fault, but to accept it and say, I mean, there are a lot of things that my students know and that I don't know. And when they ask me, I mean, what is this? I say, you know, I'm not sure, you know, I'll have to look it up, or I'll tell you tomorrow. Why don't you guys look it up, you know? Or I ask some old student, okay, you explain to them, because I don't know the concept. So, but most of us are ashamed to say in front of our students, or in front of, people who are lower or younger than age or stage or career-wise, that they don't know. So we should take away this inhibition. We should be, not be ashamed. To say, hey, I failed, or I don't know this, or I can't do this, because it's human nature.
Very well said. And my last question to you, for all the hundreds and thousands of people who listen to our conversation, do you have a message for them?
Well, really, I just have a message is to be inclusive. That's the only message I have for people who are not with any disabilities. Inclusive, be equal with people with disabilities. Treat them with empathy, not sympathy, because that's what people with disabilities need. They need empathy and not sympathy. Mm-hmm. And also try to inculcate kind of response of being equal, equality.
Mm-hmm. So, Tiffany, we've now run out of time. So, thank you very much. It has been such a pleasure speaking to you. I wish you lots of success in everything that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Thanks. And if anyone does want to connect with me, our website, jyotirgamayaindia.org. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.